VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Officials in Nigeria's northern Jigawa state say a fuel tanker overturned and exploded late Tuesday, killing at least 147 people and wounding dozens more. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Police and state emergency services said Wednesday the driver lost control of the vehicle, leading to a fuel spill which exploded. The accident is one of the worst in recent times in Africa's most populous nation, which is battling with widespread security threats and a cost of living crisis. A mass burial was held for the dead on Wednesday. Many roads in Nigeria are poorly maintained and riven with potholes, causing accidents that claim dozens of lives every year. Last month, at least 48 people were killed in north-central Nigeria when a fuel tanker exploded after colliding with another truck carrying travelers and cattle, trapping other vehicles as well in the blaze.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The top UN humanitarian official is accusing Israel of blocking the delivery of desperately needed aid to Gaza, saying there is barely any food left in the north where an Israeli offensive is underway. Acting Humanitarian Chief Joyce Masuya told an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council Wednesday that no food entered northern Gaza from October 2nd to October 15th.
The level of suffering in Gaza defies our ability to capture it in words or even to comprehend it, its scale. Reality is brutal in Gaza, and it gets worse every day.
Masuya urged all Security Council members to ensure that international humanitarian law is respected. This is VOA News.